This is your KUTX Soundcheck. I'm Taylor Wallace. It's not hard to remember when the city was wrapped up and the X Games are coming to Austin madness, but now it's time for those who were less thrilled about the whole arrangement to celebrate. ESPN announced yesterday that this summer will be the last the X Games will take place in the Texas Capitol. The decision was originally advertised as a result of budget issues between ESPN and the city of Austin, but the real reason? It's too darn hot here in the Lone Star State for an outdoor sports event smack in the middle of the summer. One of the music-oriented films at this year's South by Southwest Festival was The Art of Organized Noise, a documentary about the deeply influential production trio of the same name, who were famous for producing work for Outkast, Goody Mob, and even TLC. Yes, they were behind Waterfalls. In tandem with the film's premiere on March 18th was a declaration from the city of Atlanta that the date will live on as Organized Noise Day, and a presentation to the trio of A Key to the City. If you want some, ain't no thing but a chicken wine. Who's having a smoke out in the night? Ayo, swing, swing, swing. This morning, the world of alternative hip-hop lost one of its founders. Malik Taylor, aka Fife Dog, co-founder of the influential group A Tribe Called Quest, passed away this morning at the age of 45. The rapper was open about his diabetes diagnosis in 1990 and his longtime battle with the disease since, including a kidney transplant in 2008. Fife Dog's daily struggle with his health was documented in the 2011 Tribe Called Quest documentary Beats, Rhymes, and Life. The cause of death and official statement have yet to be released, and we'll update this story when the information is acquired. More on these stories on the front page of KUTX.org. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.